to kill me.
Perfect.
So
why don't you kill me?
Al Hansen's grandson, I think. Al Hansen.
Who the hell's Al Hansen?
You're the guy that went to the OCA, to the Ontario College of
Art. Al Hansen
was part of the Fluxus movement, which was a Yoko Ono and a large group of New York artists.
That was big on Beck?
Before Beck, Al Hansen was the guy that started happenings. There's no point.
Can we mention off the top that you've destroyed 6 podcasts?
No, 3.
This is only if this one works.
This is the fourth one.
So the fourth one.
I'm just going to check
through
it. I think this is working now. So,
shoddy work ethic.
No, the first time.
This is no. Let's go through it.
Okay, let's talk about it, Mike, because I will actually take responsibility for one of them.
All right, the first one. Where you didn't press record.
I didn't press record. Right, and that was a whole episode. That was your best episode yet.
But you're going to take that one.
I'll take that one. And then I pressed record. It ran out of batteries. Now, someone here has said, I'll buy the batteries.
Yeah, I didn't know that they went out.
That was you.
You were supposed to check on the batteries.
Well, you know, but you don't know.
No, that's your job. Well, if you're
in charge of the batteries.
Third one.
I'm not the producer.
Third one.
Jeff Green is the producer.
You didn't realize.
I'm the technician.
The fan that you bought, which is a lovely fan.
My name is Phil Walkerson.
Also ruined the sound quality of the sound card. You missed it because you didn't know how. You're not even listening.
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot. What we've proven though is just how
horrible you are as a producer. That's what we've proven.
I reckon you're the loser, Mike, because it's your podcast, and I'm just a paid technician.
You're not getting paid.
Exactly. I'm doing it for free, Mike.
You're like
a one-armed U.S. GI.
In a two-armed store.
Exactly.
You're a one-armed guy in a sea of stories.
So, anyway, we've had a couple of failed podcasts.
Four.
We had 2 amazing podcasts.
Four.
No, we put one of them out.
That's even worse.
It was the last episode 22, if you were listening to it, if any of you out there actually listen to this shit, was because you heard the story. Mike doesn't listen to them, so you would know he wouldn't. It was a good episode.
It ends with Annie Lennox. But that was from a point I made early in the show.
Yeah.
That was never.
But it's a thin line between Zen and asleep.
A nap.
It's a thin line between Zen and nap. Yeah, we've done that already in the last episode, Mike.
Yep. No, I don't think you did it right.
I think we did it right.
No. Yeah. Horrible.
So, anyway, we're back. Episode 23.
Are you sure?
You're listening to Zen.
Is this working? Look. Take a look. Is it working? Are we actually back?
You know what? We won't know. In fact, I think this is there's not distorting. You know, you're being funny. You're being hilarious as normal, which is what people listen for, even though it's a self-help program. How have you helped yourself this week? How weak are you, Mike? How are the mics? Weaky.
So, okay. Not only are you
going to edit that out,
you're going to ask questions on the show, which you've never done before.
I am.
And your first attempt at it, you're absolute shit at.
Well, no. I've been filling out questions all day for these, because I'm doing the Edinburgh Festival
Are you?
Fringe. Yeah. Playing the Monkey Barrel, 9 o'clock every night.
I hope our listeners from Somalia go.
Yeah, I hope they do as well.
I've seen your notebooks around. You haven't finished it.
No, it's not finished for another month.
They look pretty sad. The
notebooks.
I hear you're helping Patrick Monahan do his show.
I am helping him write his show. He's a great writer.
Is he?
A fabulous performer.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone's wondering, we're eating Penn State pretzels.
He's
not
timeless. That's what Patrick Monahan is. He's timeless.
You're making fun of the fact that he goes on too long.
Yeah, because he has no idea of time. That's why he's
not
timeless.
True. That's not true, Mike.
That is completely true.
I've directed the last
two
shows.
You would help Hitler. Face it.
He would help Hitler?
You would help Hitler.
I would help Hitler. Well, that's why I'm doing the tech on your show. I'm Phil Watkinson, and you're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot. Michael, now that I've got you here, can I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, one thing,
Winding.
What is tech?
Wendy.
When you do jokes.
What's that?
Like, if you just do jokes, what's tech?
On this, I'm doing...
Was that like a microphone? You're
putting, make sure that there's batteries.
In the microphone.
And making
microphones.
Sure
the microphone works.
See this? How, what do you know? There's two microphones here, Mike. There's yours.
So
and there's
someone's
mine.
Paying really
your
money.
Your mic is turned up slightly louder
to
than
make
mine.
Sure that you're doing the text.
No
stuff.
One's paid me anything. Where? Well, Jeff Green's put in 50 so, quid, and you spent that.
That five shows.
I sure hope Myrna's not listening to this because she can go, "Where'd that 50 quid go, Mike?" Although that is a nice hat.
She gave me this hat.
I know. I was trying to get you out of her asking why. Who's the funniest stand-up you've ever seen, Mike?
Derek Edwards. I already said that.
No, but you already said it, but we ran out of memory
card. Oh, when you broke the tape the last time? Derek Edwards.
I didn't break the tape. I ran out of memory card.
Or whatever.
These things
happen. Yeah, and people are hiring you to be their
no
director.
No one's hiring me to be their director.
You were out with a guy all day today.
No, to be their director, sure. But I don't record their shows. Like
you,
I
you
record
can't.
This pile of shit.
You're not good at it.
You know what I mean? We've got two listeners left. Cammie Sinclair and Richard Wood. And Richard Wood's angry at you because of the way you treated him the last time you were out there. So all we got left is Cammie and some Somalians. I'd sit down and take a long, hard look at yourself, Mike. Is this show worth doing? Are we going to see the series out? This was supposed to be the comeback series, the big series three, the let's knock it out of the park. And all we've done is just fuck it up. And not just me, you're part of it. So,
wow.
You know?
It was all you.
No,
you
it's not on me.
The last few shows, and then the elbow, the little joy buzzer.
You can't elbow the joy buzzer. I haven't. The last couple of shows, to be honest, there was one that was good. That was the one I forgot.
Oh,
to
the
push.
Last three were great, but they
not
were
really.
Air them because
they
you
weren't really.
Were
do
horrible.
You want to listen to them? Do you would like me to play a clip of the one with the fans? Where the fan goes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'll play a clip of it now,
sure.
So they can hear how boring you are.
Wow.
I don't think we should. We're back. I don't think we should. I don't think we should talk when we're a little
forward.
No, I don't. I was just
Let's
kidding.
Go forward.
I'm just kidding. Let's move forward.
Tomorrow you're going to Glastonbury.
I was only joking, Mike. I didn't think.
What, you're not going to Glastonbury?
What the thing is, you leave it to me to edit it. I'm going to put a really boring clip of.
But you tell me you don't edit it.
I'm not going to. But we just said we're going to edit it there, or we could just leave it and not.
Wait,
okay.
No one's listening.
No, you tell. But I'll tell you what. I won't edit it. We'll just pretend that we talked about it and we're not going to edit it.
Whatever. It was a horrible
What's the funniest
day.
Sketch you've ever seen, Mike?
You
know what? I'm trying to tell you. We're trying to recreate what we did earlier. It's not working.
I really like...
It was really good.
Enter on at the Lav Resort. I saw...
The parts?
No, the Illustrated Men.
They were very good.
Do a thing about the pop-up, the weasel. You know, they pop up, you hit them with a hammer at the fair.
I thought that was the Radio Free Vestibule.
No. I'm pretty well sure it wasn't because this was funny.
Okay.
The
listeners can tell how much we're putting into this because we're drinking and eating pretzels.
And Second City, Colin and a bunch of... Every James Bond movie in 5 minutes flat. That was really fun.
That is pretty good. I do like the... not that they're not professional, but SCTV's The Halfwits.
Yeah, but that's television. We're talking about live sketch, right?
No, I wasn't actually, but it doesn't matter because if it's a sketch. So.
Yeah, live sketch.
What's the biggest thrill you've ever had in comedy? Where's the biggest, what's actually on, while you're on stage, being blown, not afterwards in retrospect, while you're on stage, has there been a moment that's just blown you away in your comedy career?
No, see, these are the questions I won't answer because this is why I hate showbiz from that
why?
Side.
Why?
Because it's the whole thing is a thrill.
I know, but
there's no specific.
There must have been a moment where you've just gone, wow, I can't believe I'm actually going to pinch yourself. Like maybe you're at the first episode of Zen with Mike Wilmot, the first time we recorded these.
No, I think all the big places.
Really?
Like
where? Like what's a big room to you?
You've
done the Nasty Show a few times in Montreal.
That's a big one for me.
Yeah. And you closed it, which
yeah.
says a lot about your... You know, you're
I'm pretty hard done by.
Hard, you're hard to follow.
The one I did at Royal Albert Hall recently
was
amazing.
That was pretty good.
Sydney Opera House was un, you know, you didn't think you'd ever be there.
Do you, so
you're
do you,
a comic.
Do you think these guys that do those big places all the time just get used to it, and after a while, or do you think they always have that, like, wow, this is amazing? Or do you think you play 3,000 seats, after a while it just becomes a small room?
I hope not.
Becomes a small room?
I hope not.
I kind of get that feeling. I'm not being, I mean, I've done a few big gigs. I know, I've done a few thousand seaters a few times, but always the thrill. But I, as the more you do it, you start to think, oh man, I'd love to do this all the time. But there doesn't, it's kind of hard to beat like a tight, small, sweaty room where you can really...
I play it all different. Like whatever room I'm in front of, I just give a shit about that room. I don't care if it's bigger or smaller. I only give a shit about the room I'm in. I don't know if that means anything. But.
Well, nothing we say means anything.
Well, that's the great thing about and our
my
pod
final
thing.
My final
what,
question.
What is this called again? What do we call this?
Who ate all the pies?
Who ate all the pies? Yeah.
You're listening to Who Ate All the Pies.
I like that way
with
better.
Mike Wilmot.
That's way better.
Do we need to lose the chimes though? It should be more like a,
chimes. I don't eat pies like that.
I didn't say it was you.
No, you're making it sound like the pies fight back.
No, the pies don't fight back.
You made it sound like you're fighting pies.
Funniest word.
Funniest word?
Yeah.
The way Mad Magazine spelled yuck.
How did they spell yuck?
I think it was a yuck.
With an E? With an E.
There's a whole bunch
and
of
and
vowels in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who? That's Dave Martin, isn't it? Yuck.
Don Martin.
Don Martin. Who? Dave Martin's a Canadian comedian.
Who's not Don Martin?
Well, obviously his name's Dave Martin.
But Dave's fantastic.
This is a searing interview.
I don't like the way this is going when you're asking my questions.
Well, it's just to try to get you to talk because we went too far.
No, it's not.
No,
didn't
the memory card ran out.
Blew
Let
it
me just explain.
Five times in a
Let
row.
Let me explain. I just the memory card ran out after five times in
Four,
a row.
Five
I'm
times.
I'm disenchanted with
you're
the whole idea of doing a podcast. You know, in
if,
the moment...
If you were a record producer, you'd never work again.
Well, now there's this Phil Spector. So it doesn't...
but I'm not saying because you'd kill or threaten to kill someone.
Yeah, well, keep talking.
Can you check the time?
You've got me recorded. I never... Don't think Phil Spector ever recorded himself. Do you want to go away?
No.
No, you don't?
Do you want to go away?
No, I'll just find a really long song to play now.
All right, yeah, find one. Like one of those really long songs.
Like how long?
You know, one that has a choir in the middle or a gong or perhaps rain. I always thought that was one of those horrible songs in the 70s if it included rain.
Oh, I thought you meant the band Rain.
No, is there a band Rain?
Yeah, a Beatles cover band. Rain.
Oh, is that Rain like...
What? I don't mind. You know what?
Can you hear the kids outside?
Yeah. Get your gun, Mike.
Get your gun.
Get your gun. There's kids outside.
Hey, kids.
Get out of that jello tree.
Get the fuck away. Because that is, you know, that's a moneymaker, that jello tree.
How about a song? How about the Minutemen? Just play a song that's a minute long. And I'll just fill in. I'll just play as many minutes as we need to.
Yeah, whatever.
Phil,
you know the Minutemen?
I'm still not sure this one's even being...
Is this
working?
Oh, shit. I forgot to press record.
I knew it.
The Minutemen. Do you know the Minutemen?
No.
They're a punk band, and all the songs are about a minute long.
Nah. I'm not saying it.
I'm just waiting to press stop. I want to press stop on like... But
well, you probably pressed it hours ago.
No, I don't want to press it on... Yeah.
You're the worst.
The Minutemen. We're going to make this... I'm going to follow this through. I'm going to make this episode 19 minutes long plus a Minutemen song. Do you know the Minutemen?
No, but I guess we're going to learn...
They're punk band.
Dreaming as I'm steaming with the waves of haze rippling off of my back. Vapor like clock stop, time hangs limp for the member and dream. And a engine room, hey-o. And we do it, hell surely winks, fireman Hurley as he slips from his shelf. Hey, earns your rate, machinist mate. Now you're the left-hand man of the boiler man. And action. Voice from the tube says the boat's gotta move. Can we do it? We can do it. Heard all the wind blows from the limbs that we're throwing in the river. Now we're hemming, shaking, painting in the engine room. Hey-o. In the engine room. That heave ho, keep her steady as she goes. Come on down to the engine room. Hey, I'll dial on the knees, fingers handling the levers, seen the machine gun. But what seems like to stay right in fact, we're conducting our own symphony, improvising in the engine room. Smooth in the engine, you know she's running fast. And the engine, yeah.
Thank God.
In the trench, but let me let you use my lunch. Come on down into the engine room, yeah. And now she can hide us, pending out there, we don't care, tough. Cause if the field feels real, and we'll take it on the chin, and we're taking no duff. By the engine room. Keep her steady as she goes. Steady as she goes. Steady as she
Red Bluff.